to give you an overview of the automations section in Simplero. Remember, this is going to be an overview, so if you have specific questions, you'll want to check out our guide for more detailed instructions on how to do everything in this section. So in your sidebar, you're going to go to automation, and the first page that you're going to end up on is the automations page. Automations are basically a series of steps that the system is going to do for you. They're great for sales funnels, running evergreen courses. We've got a few different options in our guide section of ways that you can set them up. But I'll go ahead and show you what they look like. So I've got a few that are already set up here. So this one is an autoresponder automation. So we've taken the autoresponders that existed in a list and I've converted them over into an automation. So we have a series of steps. We've got an action step to wait one day, then the next step is going to be to send an email, then wait 1 week, send another email. We've also got an action step to give access to a page in a space. So like I said, if you're wanting to run an evergreen course, this is a great way to do it because the system is going to do all of this for you. It's really simple. You just click add a step and then you choose what you want. So the actions are all the same things that you see in your triggers, which we're going to look at next. You can wait for a while, so a generic period of time, 1 month, 1 day, 1 week, that sort of thing. You can wait for a specific point in time, so a specific date and time, which is great if you're running an evergreen course that is maybe date specific, such as a course that's going to run on its own for the month of July, let's say. Then you could set it to be specific to that. And you can also do the option of going to another step. So that's great if you have somebody who's popping into an automation late and you want to move them, you know, halfway down the automation. We do have a guide on how to do that. And in that case, you would use the go to another step. So those are your options there. You can always duplicate an automation. And then, like I said, this one was created as an autoresponder originally. So it was in the list and I converted it over to an automation. And again, you'll find instructions on how to do that in the guide. In this screen, you can also see your start and stop links. These links are only able to be used in a broadcast that is in Simplero. And that's because it pulls the coding so that it pulls the email address for the user who's starting and stopping. So it's a great way if you want to send out an email and say, you know, are you interested in my webinar that's going to be next month? Yes or no. You can link the yes to the start option. And then that way that person just automatically gets thrown into a sales funnel or automation that's going to give them the information about the webinar. You'll also be able to see how many people have gone through it. You can manually add a contact from here, as well as from the contact screen. And again, you can find detailed information in the guides on how to do that. So the next section is going to be your triggers section. Triggers are one-time actions that the system's going to do for you. So from the trigger screen, you'll get a list of every trigger that's set up in your system. There's a lot of different places where you can add them. They can be done in a list. They can be done in a product. They can be done linked to a link in an email. They can be added to the worksheets. There's all kinds of places where you can add them. You'll find a whole list of those in our guides section as well. But I'm just going to quickly click on one so you can see what it looks like. So again, this is just a list of all the ones that are set up in my system. If I click on edit, it's going to take me to it. And so this one, for example, was attached to a link. So it says when the link is clicked, do this. I've got it to start an automation. And then I chose which automation it was. This one here is set up in a list. And so it says when the subscription is activated, I'm going to do this. In this case, I'm having them subscribe to a different list. And then I've selected the list that they're being added to. And then I've got the ability to skip any welcome emails or auto responses that are linked to this new list that I'm adding them to. So there's a lot of different options there. But again, those are one-time actions where an automation is going to be a series of actions for you. And then your email library is primarily used for the emails that are going to be in automations and triggers. They're referred to as templated emails. So if you choose that as your action, that email, that templated email needs to already exist in your email library. So you'll see all those here. However, if you maybe send call reminders every week and you want to set that up as a templated email here, you can do that. You can set up your email, save it here, and then when you're ready to send that email each week, you can go over, click on this little envelope, and it's going to turn it into a broadcast. So you have that option as well, which is great if you're sending, you know, kind of the same emails every week or every month or every program, but you slightly want to personalize them. So you don't want them to be automated, but you also don't want to have to retype them every single time. This is a great way to do that. And again, you'll be able to find more instructions on that in our guides. So that is everything that you can automate in the system. If you have questions, you can always reach out to our support team and we're happy to walk you through them.